Hello, and welcome to Bad Pitches. Bad Pitches is the place to come for the absolute best in terrible TV. This episode, it's all about The Single Life, one of the TV industry's favorite punching bags. Our four pitchers will lay out their singles-themed show ideas, then our network executive judges will hit them with notes speed-dating style, and one unlucky pitcher will be eliminated. But they're not out of the game just yet. They'll be promoted and become an executive for the rest of the show, because the TV industry is all about failing upward. In round two, we'll spring a surprise game on our pitchers, then after another elimination/promotion, the two finalists will face off in our lightning round. The winner of this episode of Bad Pitches goes home with the rose from The Bachelor. Pitching this episode are Pega Yazd, Brittany Mignonelli, Paul Stark, and Tyler Mead. At the network executive table, as always, is our head judge, Cotlin McGlynn, and our guest judge for this episode is Matt Lee. This episode of Bad Pitches was taped in front of a live audience at Crystal Lake, Brooklyn.
So, Kala, what are you looking for tonight from these sexy single shows?
You know, I think we're looking for basically the next Sex and the City. Okay. I know that's a high bar to clear, but I feel like they can do it. And, you know, I myself have always thought of myself as more of a Carrie with, like, a Samantha Rising.
Oh, sure, yeah. And Matt?
I'm like an Elizabeth Smart with JonBenet Rising, I think.
That's a different show.
Mm-hmm.
Are they not on?
No, you're thinking of Nancy Grace.
Oh.
Let's get started with our first pitcher. Also, let you know, just to shake things up, two of our pitchers tonight are not actually single, and two of them actually have Emmys. So,
whoa.
The person I'm about to say is one of those things, or both. Ladies and gentlemen, Brittany Mignonelli.
Okay, so I have a pitch for one sad single person. So basically, they're going to go into a room, right? And there's a focus group of all of the exes they've ever had, whether it's someone they had sex with or someone they had a committed relationship with, and they're in the focus group. And behind the double, you know, two-way mirror, that's where they get to sit. And their exes don't know they're there, so they get to hear every horrible thing that they've ever had about that person. Why they broke up, why they ghosted them. They get to listen to all of it. And next to them, they have a very dull screwdriver. And if they don't shove it in their eye and bludgeon themselves, they actually get to win $10,000. So that is my pitch.
Thank you, Brittany. All right, judges, do you have any notes for this?
I mean, that's very intense.
Yeah. It's like a horror, but also romance.
Right.
You know?
I mean.
So this is a reality show.
It's a reality show.
And we're going to ask people to potentially kill themselves.
You know, I feel like they have to survive because they have to win the money. So it's just kind of the eyeball that's going to fall out. But yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Mm. Got it. And
but it's if they don't bludgeon themselves. That's how they win the money. Yeah.
Right. Which presumes we're going to have a lot of episodes where they do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What kind of research did you do when you were planning the show?
I actually did my own focus group with all of my exes behind a two-way mirror. They all said I was amazing in bed. But other than that, they said I was extremely needy and like all these other things. And I was like, you know what? I do want to, you know, bludgeon my eye out, but I'm not going to. And I deserve money for that. And that is how I came up with it.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Did you have like a name for this show in mind?
You know, right now it's Untitled Project. But I think it's like two-way question mark. It's in the works.
Oh, because love is a two-way street.
Exactly. And it's a two-way mirror. Yes.
Yes.
And there's a screwdriver involved.
Yes. We are getting sponsorships from Home Depot. Lowe's is interested.
Wow.
We're working with a couple of sponsors.
We are trying to reach the lesbian market. So
it's
that's really
something that we're really focused on. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We're going to keep things going right along. This next gentleman has not pitched here before, but his 11-year-old son has. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Stark.
Hi. I'm intermittent fasting right now, so I'm a little jittery.
Just please give us your
okay.
pitch. Thank you.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Okay. So you know, reboots are huge these days, right? Okay. So this is not that. This is an original. This is a boot. It's a reality show that takes place inside the Papa John's cinematic universe. Okay? So 12 sexy singles. They're all in a windowless Papa John's basement. Are they there on their own? Are they held captive? I leave that to you guys to just sort of figure out. You know? We haven't worked that out yet. But the hook is they're all sexually attracted by and to pizza. Okay? Like, it's literal food porn. So they're in the basement, which is where all the pizza ingredients are being held. And there's, like, the bad boy and the party girl and anchovies and all the stuff. And so temptation lurks around every corner. And there's challenges, too, to see who's going to be, like, who's going to find love, who's going to be the last person alive. Okay, so if you lose a challenge, because there's going to be physical challenges and stuff like that, if you lose a challenge, you have to go, you have to lock yourself in the bathroom and masturbate your way out while eating a pizza. And that's also what happens if you win. If you win a challenge, you have to do that too. So there's no losers. It's very aspirational.
This is the first time I've ever done this, but we're just going to cut you off right here.
No. There's so much more. Wait, okay. Let me go right to the end. Okay, so at the end. Okay, so the last episode is a real cliffhanger where we take them all out of the cellar, bring them to a cliff, like the one from Free Solo, okay, you know, and we just dangle pizzas off of the cliff, and who's going to take the first step? Smash cut, end of season. Stay tuned for season two of Stuffed Crust.
You know,
it's great.
I didn't think anyone else knew what happened to me in Vegas in 2012. I have nothing else to say.
Okay. My first question of many
is
talk to me about this PJCU.
Oh, the Papa John's Cinematic Universe.
Right.
Okay, so it's that creepy dude from the Papa John's commercial and like a moped and that's it. That's it. But we're expanding it.
Okay. Now, how do you see casting these 12 singles?
There's going to be a celebrity edition, actually.
Okay. If
this guy, yeah. So it's like Kelsey Grammer and John Lovitz and like all the sexy stars of today and Julius and Ethel Rosenberg are interested. Who else? We've taken
a
lot of meetings.
Don't look at him.
We've taken a lot of meetings. Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Matt, any questions?
That man you call Papa John is John Schneider, and I'm very intimately familiar with him.
Oh.
Because of a trip to Las Vegas.
Sure. Yes.
In
no.
2012. And have you consulted with the brand at all about this? Do you have permission?
What's Papa think?
What's John think?
Yeah. No. Well, we've also been in touch with the Domino's people, just in case that he's not on board. I just want to sell you on the concept.
I like it.
Yes, exactly. There's so much integration.
And then what exactly does masturbating your way out entail?
Right. I mean, so my son is here also.
Okay, right? Matt just explained it to me, and I think I understand. And then finally, I'm sorry I'm being a little hard on you.
No. Please.
Your 11-year-old son write this pitch?
No. In fact, he wanted to know what it was beforehand, but it was wasn't dirty enough.
We could tell.
Yeah.
Great. Well, great. I don't think we have any more questions.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, guys. Thanks. Awesome. So, yeah.
Okay. Next up, one of our returning champions. We're so happy to have her every time. Ladies and gentlemen, Peggy Yazd.
So, ever wonder what those horny retirees get up to on those seniors-only cruise ships? Me either. But frankly, people 85 and older are a growing demographic, and they're tired of watching young, sexy Hollywood actors fuck. They want to see themselves boinking on the small screen for once. Geriatric Love Boat is part Golden Girls, part Love Island, and part the mature section on Pornhub. Live streaming from a cruise liner in the Pacific Northwest, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on nickatnight.com, the silent generation won't be so silent anymore, if you know what I mean. We'll follow these hot octogenarians who are single and ready to mingle because their spouses are long dead, as they get blackout drunk, have an orgy, have to take a break so their new hip doesn't give out, and then wind up having an extremely realistic Korean War flashback. Geriatric Love Boat asks some of today's most important questions. What really happens behind closed doors in retirement communities? Why don't we pay attention to the oldest and wisest members of our society? And who left their colostomy bag in Geraldine's sex swing? Thoughts?
This is such a terrible pitch. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So God my awful. First thought is, how are you thinking of casting these geriatric singles? Like, what kind of people are you looking for? Like,
yeah,
who
yeah.
belongs on this boat?
Is B. Arthur still alive or no? Okay.
No, she's not.
How about the woman who plays her mom?
I would go ahead and say no.
Okay, what about Blanche? Is
she... Okay, so none of the Golden Girls are available.
No. So Betty White hosts.
Okay. What do you see fitting into her?
Oh.
Nice. A lot. I see a lot. Yeah, so she's going to kind of like, she's going to host in multiple senses of the word. If you're a swinger, you know what I mean. But also, I think we just kind of take a van down to Florida and kind of like, you know, have a megaphone and say, like, free STDs testing, free STD testing, and then just like get the people to come in the van and then put them on a vote.
That's how I got to Vegas.
Yeah, you talk about it a lot. which cruise ship company do you see us partnering with?
So many. Norwegian.
Name more.
There's the princess one.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
Disney. Yes. Carnival.
Yeah.
Royal Caribbean.
Do you see
wow,
any?
You know a lot, actually.
I actually do.
Do you have any sponsorship opportunities in mind?
Cruise lines, diabetic testing kits, any medical supplies companies.
Great. I don't know, yeah. No more questions.
No more questions.
Yeah,
questions?
Thank you, Pega. I'm going to go think about my grandma in a really different way now. All right, one more pitch for round one, and then we'll figure out who's moving on and who isn't. Coming to stage, we're very excited to have him first time here, and his 11-year-old son has not done this before. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Mead.
Hey, Sharks. All right, so this idea is loosely brought to you by the last 2,000-plus years of Catholicism, and it is called The Last Temptation. We take 13 of the country's sexiest prepubescent altar boys and one priest, stay with me, and we lock them in a house of the Lord with no windows and endless communion wine. If the priest can make it the full 10 weeks without touching a single kid, he wins the respect of his community and a place in the kingdom of heaven. And if he loses, he goes to jail. Yeah, that's my pitch.
All right, so straight to the point. Who do you see hosting this?
Jews.
Any particular Jew or?
I will bite the bullet on that one.
So you will host it?
Yeah, sounds great. Me or Jerry Seinfeld are two greatest exports.
Okay, got it. Okay,
he is
great.
Familiar with the younger crowds.
Yes.
What else can you tell us about this pitch? I feel like I need a little more information.
Yeah, like how big is this
Where is
place
it
that
set?
They're locked in?
So think The Bachelor meets To Catch a Predator. So in The Bachelor house, blacked out windows. Every boy gets his own room that locks from the outside.
Are there any cooking oils in...
All sorts.
Oh.
I think you've probably heard this, but the Catholic Church can be pretty tight-lipped.
Litigious.
Prickly, etc. How do you see us getting around these motherfuckers?
I plan to confer with the city of Boston on that one.
What are you going to do about those pesky journalists?
Again, there are no windows.
Oh, great, cool, great.
Right, so you consider the set to be some kind of impervious
It
location.
Will be a closed set. No one will be allowed on or off.
Right.
Do the young men know that they are being targeted? Is it like a...
They know they're altar boys, so I assume yes.
Okay, great. I don't see any legal issues with that at all.
No.
Zero.
I did not realize that the theme of tonight was not single people, but it was actually just windowless rooms. But here we are, 2020. Judges, do we have an idea about what you're feeling for this, the end of round one?
You know, first of all of these pitches were equally terrible, and we love them.
Congratulations.
But the person who needs to join us over at the network executives table and fail up, as you mentioned, is... Pega.
Congratulations.
Pega.
You've been
Give
promoted.
Give her a round of applause. Pega, we just thought with, you know, in this economy, the fact is old people need jobs. So your show is just a little bit, like, too plausible, because we'd be able to recruit a ton of old
people.
So we need to go ahead and table that and get on to some even worse
pitches. I get it. You hate old people.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks.
Okay, well, now that we have three executives to judge our shows, let's move on to round two. This one is a special game that we made up called Post Breakup. In this one, pitchers, I'm going to give you a beloved classic television sitcom with a couple that just warms everyone's hearts. Your job is to pitch us the spinoff after you break up that couple, and you pick one of them to go live a single life, and you tell us who it is, what that show is. Brittany, why don't you come up here? You're going to go first. Your show is The Cosby Show.
Oh, my God. Well, so Bill Cosby is obviously the one who is gallivanting off in his single life. Mrs. Cosby is a fucking national treasure and should not be touched. But Bill goes on his adventure and he is going to try to... it's too real if he tries to drug women. It's almost too hard because it's too easy. But anyways, I think we see him kind of in like a friend's house and he's with all of his BFFs, Harvey Weinstein and Louis C.K., and they're all like, how can we abuse women? And they all share an apartment, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. But then it turns into an episode of Cops, and then they all get their fucking asses dragged to jail. Anyways, okay, that's it.
Personally, I love the idea of getting a bunch of sex offenders in the same house.
Yep, that's what I thought.
Then at least you would know where they are.
Yes.
And we can avoid them.
Yep.
I have a question. So is this going to be a reality show? Or is it, because The Cosby Show was not a reality show?
It was not.
And if not a reality show, who do you see playing Bill Cosby?
Oh, I...
not available. No,
I thought it was reality, so I was making them themselves.
But who would you cast?
So I actually think the guy from Allstate... the Allstate commercials, and he's like, you're in good hands. Like, I could see him.
He played the president.
He should play Bill Cosby.
I don't know. I'm with Brittany. Like, what hands, you know? Like,
what hands? Where are your hands?
Hands are salty, right?
There you go.
Thank you.
You're cool with it. All right.
Paul?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Give us the post-breakup spinoff show for The Office.
Oh, okay, great. The Office, yes. The American or British one?
American.
Okay. So let's say, who's the most lovable character from The Office? Is it the Jim and Pam? Okay, so Jim and Pam.
Kevin.
Jim, Pam, and Kevin move to the bright lights and big city of Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay. So they open up a daycare center during the day. They open up a daycare center while Jim works on writing a cookbook. And Kevin's just, there taking care of the kids and stuff like that, okay? At night, their house turns into the Eyes Wide Shut mansion. So everyone's wearing masks, and they're coming in, because it's singles is the theme, so there's, a big, weird, kinky death sex party, and the password is Fidelio. So it's like a callback to Eyes Wide Shut. Also, there might be elements of The Most Dangerous Game, the short story that we all read in lower high school. Where Kevin also hosts billionaires who hunt humans for sport. I think Jennifer Love Hewitt is interested. She starred in her own spinoff of Party of Five called Time of Your Life. So, yeah.
Great.
Okay. Great, thank you.
All right. So, yeah.
What is a show called?
Oh, Fidelio.
Fidelio?
Fidelio. Yes, but you have to say
cool.
Like
Sydney. Did you watch Eyes Wide Shut recently, or are you just
No, never, no.
What is it about Cincinnati that makes you want to place the show there?
Oh, it's bustling. It's just bustling with activity. And you know what they do in malls in Cincinnati? You've been, right? They put chili on spaghetti, and they that's the most.
What?
It's, yeah.
Kevin makes really
it's
good chili.
It's called Cincinnati chili, but it's spaghetti sauce. So that's haunted and fascinated me forever. Since
and
I saw Eyes Wide Shut.
And that has to do with your pitch because?
Because what? It's relatable. It's very, it's just relatable and bustling.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
One more to go for round two. Tyler, you join me up here. For your post-breakup show, I need a spinoff for Modern Family, and it can be whatever couple you want to break up.
Gonna pick the gay ones. What a surprise. All right. Jesse Tyler Ferguson breaks up with the guy who used to be a football player. He resumes playing football. That's fine for him. Jesse Tyler Ferguson moves to New York City to hang out with the only person who understands him in his post-breakup despair, Taylor Swift. They then continue to terrorize the streets of the West Village gay bars until finally they are driven out by angry people of color who would just like to get a drink. I call this show Modern Faggot.
That was so good.
Thank you.
So just imagine someone, not me, has like never seen an episode of Modern Family. Wait, how did you know all those names you just said?
Because that is the actor.
Ah, okay.
And he's gay.
Oh, okay.
And we all know each other.
So tell me about who you see being cast in this.
So Jesse Tyler Ferguson for one. And Taylor Swift for two. End of list.
That's it?
Open call to anyone who openly disdains either.
Any other details you can provide, like location, sponsorship opportunities?
West Village, sponsored by Dr. Luke, producer for Kim Petras.
I didn't understand any of those words.
Don't worry about it. It's a gay thing. Yeah.
Anything else you want to tell us about, like, you know, is this happening? When is this happening?
2020.
Right now?
Yeah.
Like, right this very second?
Like,
it's currently happening.
Okay.
And no one is stopping it?
No. It's bad.
Well, scary.
Well, fuck. Jeez.
Okay. Yeah. All
right.
No more questions.
Great job. Good job. All right. I would watch all of those shows because I watch literally anything that's on television. I'm very impressionable. Judges, you gonna need a minute to debate here? Okay.
And now, a word from our sponsor. This episode's terrible commercial idea was submitted by someone named Carlos Danger from Twitter.
Husbands of America, are you worried that your wife's time of the month is getting a little too rough? Then why not help a girl out with pre-soaked tampons and pads? Available at your local Michaels.
Okay, we've come to a conclusion.
Thank you.
This took months to decide. It was a terrible back and forth. And, you know, unfortunately, the person who is going to fail up today is Brittany.
Congratulations!
Give her a round of applause.
Hey, you've been promoted.
Brittany, you've been promoted to the executive desk. The reality is your pitch was just a little too good. So sit on down.
Thank you. All right. Now we're gonna move right along to the last round of the night, the lightning round. Gentlemen, if you will join me up here. Neither of you have played this before, so this will be fun. So basically, I have a list of shows here that our executives have greenlit sight unseen, just based on the title. They have no idea what the shows are, so we're gonna go back and forth. You have to tell me as quickly and succinctly as you can what these shows are. Okay, your first show, tell me about Single Cell.
Okay, this is a dating game that takes place at an all-men's prison. From the solitary confinement ward to your heart. We take one man who's been in solitary confinement for the last 16 years for incredibly violent sexual crimes, and we bring an 18-year-old girl in to see if things go okay.
All right. That's very good. Thank you. Paul?
Yeah?
Your first show is Date My Prom.
Okay. This is about two chaperones. They're two prom chaperones who are also decathletes who fight and fuck their way 10 times before the clock strikes midnight.
Got really violent. Yeah. Tyler, your next show is Last Mom on Earth.
Okay, Last Mom on Earth, there is one single Jewish woman left, and she takes responsibility for everything.
All right, Paul, your next show is Bumble Stumble.
So, in a parallel universe, the leader of a country has a off-brand Sudafed addiction, and the only way that he can communicate to the populace is by both bumbling and stumbling through a teleprompter speech.
Thank you very much. Okay, Tyler, your next show is Date for Life.
We take two singles and send them on one date on an absolutely desolate planet. They cannot leave each other's side and will need to depend on each other for survival.
Okay, Paul, Tell me about the Kraft Singles Variety Hour.
Oh, my God. Okay, the Kraft Singles Variety Hour is hosted by the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, who was quite, he liked a soft shoe. Yeah, no, it's just a collection of acts and dances and music and sketches and cheeses. And it's every Sunday night until something blows up.
Okay, wow, fantastic. Tyler, your next show is Kafka Meets Bagel.
One large formerly human cockroach and one woman destined for love in a world that sees past your hard outer shell. Meet at a Starbucks. End of show.
All right.
Okay, Paul, the puns continue. Tell me about Stable for One.
Warhorse runs a diner in Phoenix.
So the actual horse, Warhorse.
Yeah, the horse is Warhorse, and and that's the name of his diner, and he's got three sassy ponies who just won't listen to him, and
Okay. Yeah. Sure. All right, you each have one show left. Tyler, your final show is Hoggin.
We take 45 to 50 feral hogs and set them loose in a singles night. Do they find love or do they get gored by angry hogs in their front lawns? You decide.
All right. Paul?
Yeah.
Your last show of the lightning round is called Fuck on the First Date.
Fuck on the First Date. My God. Fuck on the First Date. Yes. Yeah, that's how he was born. It's a story of how my son was born. Thank you very much.
That was the lightning round, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, gentlemen. Before we can crown one of you the winners, the judges, of course, might have some questions about some of these. So
where do I even start? First of all, I want to say, Tyler, last man on Earth, you mentioned
last
it would
mom
be...
Last mom on Earth.
What? Last mom on Earth. That's you mentioned it would be a Jewish woman. Do you have a star in mind that would play that person?
Any woman who's ever felt put upon.
Got it.
I had a question about Stable for One.
Yes.
Is there any way we could work in some Equus references?
Yes, like, would Swiss.
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay, he wins on that.
Is that the one with like Harry Potter in it, and he doesn't wear pants?
It's Harry Potter without pants.
Not only does he not wear pants, he doesn't wear anything.
He doesn't wear anything. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, and then the Board of Health comes and shuts them down. It's great. It's gonna be fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, so bestiality. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I loved Date for Life because I'm a huge sci-fi nerd, and I would just like to know, like, what do you think about sci-fi?
Big fan. Also, just if I could tack something onto it, the greater the oxygen deficit on the planet, the better.
I have a question for the dad.
For the dad.
Do you know what Bumble is?
Do I know what Bumble is?
Uh-oh. I think we caught you.
Yeah, I think it's like it's how my
it would
interns
be a problem
met
if
or
you
something.
Did.
No, Bumble. It's a dating computer.
Yeah,
got it.
Nah, you bitch.
Okay, Dad.
For single cell prison, for single cell, which was in a prison.
Yes.
Do you see any crossover with Orange Is the New Black?
Only Uzo Adubo as a prison guard this time.
Copy.
Same character.
Copy.
What about? I just want to say this, Hoggin.
Hoggin.
So, just walk me through that again. Like, what? How do you see us like taking that to the next level?
Okay. Have you seen the show Schitt's Creek?
No. Yes.
We take that town and then release 45 to 50 wild hogs and see who makes it.
Oh, my God.
Not David.
I think you're getting the number wrong.
What?
I don't think it's 45 to 50.
I think for the case of the joke, it's okay.
Hogs. Well, I think we've heard enough. We'll have to make a really tough decision
now. Okay, they're holding hands. It's really cute.
You know what? We've decided.
Oh, great.
It was an hours long decision, and it took a lot out of us, to be frank. We all need to take a nap after this. But when it came down to it, we decided that the most worst pitcher was Tyler.
Tyler! Congratulations.
Paul, you get nothing.
Congratulations, Tyler.
Tyler, congratulations.
I'm just gonna awkwardly reach behind
Paul, thank you.
Sorry,
and
Daddy.
Thank you for everyone.
Sorry, Father.
Sorry, Fathers.
Forgive us, Father, for we have sinned.
Is there anything you'd like to say?
They don't let gays on The Bachelor. This is an empty gesture.
Thanks again for tuning in to Bad Pitches. Be sure to subscribe and check out new episodes every other Monday on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are sold for free on the internet. If you like what you hear, why not leave us a review, give us 5 stars, tell every one of your friends about us. Be our digital matchmaker. We're so desperately lonely. We also have a mailing list. Sign up to keep current on live shows, podcast news, unhinged rants, you know. Just go to badpitchestv.com and sign up. For everyone here at Bad Pitches, I'm Ned Airbar saying thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.